It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here live for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available 24-7 at DaveJanda.com. We hope you'll join us there. Extra shows, extra content, extra guests, extra videos, archives to all of our shows. I believe that website, and we thank our entire IT team run by Nick Ruiz for keeping it safe and secure. It is a platform for you to bring others, to educate them about what's really happening in our country, in our world. And then in the process of educating all those individuals that you bring to our platform, you empower them. You empower them against, and it's truly an enemy, the deep state, the New World Order crowd, the globalist syndicate, as I call it, the globalist cult, the shadow government, whatever you want to call it. It's the same enemy. It's an enemy that wants to strip you of your freedoms, of your liberty, of your future, not hyperbole when I say this, of your life, and of our constitutional republic. And the way we defeat them is by speaking out, not sitting on a couch, not locking down, not consuming their propaganda through every avenue of their bought off lamestream fake media, which, by the way, also, which includes Fox News, by the way. Yeah, I know there are a couple people on their controlled opposition. I get it. But the Murdochs sit on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, who own Fox. The Council on Foreign Relations, the globalist implementation tank of the syndicate. No, folks. Nobody from Fox is going to come and save you. No politician with an R or D after their name. Really, they only have one initial after their name for them to be in Washington. That's a G for globalist cult member. No one from the globalist cult member group with a faux R or faux D after their name are going to come and save you. You're going to save you. And you're going to help save your neighbors and coworkers and friends and family members by educating them with what's really going on. My next guest is someone who is an educator by trade, but she's a freedom fighter 24/7. She takes on the academics of the world right in the belly of the beast in a university setting. Many people believe it's impossible, and for those who believe it's impossible, I say this. You're unaware of the efforts of individuals such as my next guest, Dr. Robin McCutcheon, or other guests we have on this platform in the academic world, Dr. Michael Rechtenwald. This is what they do 24/7. They not only educate their students with the truth, but they actually do everything in their power to educate every one of the globalists that are also on the faculty and in the administration. Dr. McCutcheon teaches economics at the Lewis College of Business at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. In addition to teaching principles of economics with using her principles of free market systems, her comparative economics systems course, lovingly dubbed the Atlas Shrugged class, is well loved and attended by her patriots in training, as she calls them, which are really her students. Those classes are also denigrated by her globalist colleagues as being propaganda. She uses Ayn Rand, Ludwig von Mises, just to name a few, to explain in plain English how our country's founding principles led to free markets and are the best path to liberty, freedom, and prosperity for everyone, and how they are continually under attack by the globalist syndicate. Over 90% of Robin's students exit her courses avid and staunch libertarian or fiscal conservatives. Robin obtained her PhD in economics from Wayne State University and was recently promoted to full professor at Marshall University. It's my honor to welcome back to our platform Dr. Robin McCutcheon. Robin, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Well, thank you, Dave. Thanks for sharing your audience with me again. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And the same to you, and I know all of our listeners are saying the same to you as well, Robin. Robin, I want to start on the economic side of the equation, where your PhD is based. There was an event that occurred on Friday that the bought-off lamestream fake media has not, and I believe only will at best superficially touch on, but I believe it was of monumental importance. And you're the PhD in economics. I just obtained a bachelor's degree in economics. But you tell me if I'm off on this assessment. China's President Xi was in Saudi Arabia, the home, if you will, of the petrodollar, how oil and gas are transacted on the international exchanges, that in order to purchase a barrel of oil or barrel of gas, you have to buy dollars first. This is an arrangement that was worked out in the 1970s with Nixon and Kissinger and the Saudi royal family. Well, Xi, while in Saudi Arabia, announced to fully utilize the Shanghai Oil and Gas Trading Center platform, that oil and gas trade settlements need to occur in Chinese yuan, their currency. So on Friday, it appears the petro yuan, soon to be followed by the petro ruble, was launched and targeted the United States dollar and the petrodollar. Am I off on that? And if I'm not, educate our listeners on the significance.
So you're spot on, as always. And this move by Russia and China to back their currencies, the Chinese yuan and the Russian ruble, not just with oil and asset, but also with gold like Russia has done, this move has effectively killed off the U.S. dollar. Now, it's not going to be apparent straight away because there are still probably half of the population of the world that use the U.S. dollar to trade with. But now that China and Russia have agreed with Saudi Arabia to back their ruble and their yuan with oil, that's just going to kill off the dollar that much faster. So, I think your audience should be stacking silver, stacking gold if they can. Get a hold of Adriana Reed over at Camino Coin. Get some food stuff stocked up because we're in for a rocky ride, economically speaking.
Well, Robin, many people have been wondering. There's been a huge gold buyer on the international platform. And many people were wondering, what is going on? Who could this be? Well, while Xi is now saying that, hey, by the way, there's now the petro yuan, China confirms it is a mystery massive gold buyer with first official purchase in 3 years. Quote, for China, the need to find an alternative to dollars, which dominate its reserves, has rarely been greater, end quote. Your take on that?
Well, China's backing their yuan with gold. They are. Remember, everyone has to go back into the end of February when the Biden administration kicked the Russians off the SWIFT system, and Russia has been partnering with China for maybe a decade and a half to build their own banking system. Russian President Vladimir Putin at the end of February vowed to kill off the Rothschild Western central banking system, to strangle it to death, and that's exactly what President Xi and President Putin are doing. All of this deep state central banking debt slavery system that we in the United States have been under since 1913, it's about to go belly up. And while Xi and President Putin are working together to strengthen their own country's currencies and invite more countries into their system, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, now Saudi Arabia, and at least a dozen other countries, Egypt just joined, we now have fully half of the world's population that are going to dump the dollar, not use it as the exchange currency, and instead they're going to use Russian rubles or Chinese yuan or their own country's currencies, which they are also backing with gold or silver or some other asset. So from my perspective, I have two points of view. One is, hooray, we can get rid of the Rothschild, Rockefeller central banking debt slavery system. And two, oh my God, we're going to get rid of the Rothschild, Rockefeller central banking system, and what are we going to replace it with? So everyone needs to also remember that back in March of 2022, Biden signed Executive Order 14067, which basically directed the Federal Reserve to explore ways to create and run a central bank digital currency. And in December, just now, the Federal Reserve in New York is working with 12 different banks, big banks like PNC and such, to push out the central bank digital currency, which means that the cash that we have, the Federal Reserve will try to get rid of it and force all of us into this crypto kind of central bank currency that they will control. And that is absolute slavery, absolute totalitarian tyranny. And so we have to not go that way. We have to, as much as possible, use cash. Do not accept any free credit cards or debit cards that a bank may offer you, you know, because it's free money. Don't do it. I think that the central bank digital currency is going to be a fast-lived thing. It's not going to last very long. People are going to realize, especially Americans, are going to realize right away where this path leads. It's going to lead us into hard shackles, because if the banks can control your money, they can turn off your account anytime they feel like it. They don't like it, Dave, that you're running your Operation Freedom radio show. They can turn off your money with a flip of a switch, a keystroke, and your money is gone. So all of these things are pointing in a direction that I think is good, because at the end of the path, after much tribulation, I think that what's going to happen is eventually the U.S. will also back their currency with gold and silver. In fact, I think you told me that there was a West Virginia congressman that had introduced a bill to back the U.S. dollar with gold. Representative Moody, if I remember right?
Alex Mooney, M-O-O-N-E-Y, correct.
Mooney, right. So, I mean, look, the central bankers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all of those heavyweight families are desperately trying to hold on to power and control, and it's slipping through their fingers like water. They cannot control it. They can't hold on to it. They're desperate to try anything to keep the power and control they think they have over us, which they don't, and they won't. And this system is going to, the entire Western central banking system is going to fail. And I am so excited to see that, because at the end of that path, at the end of the failure of the CBD system, is our freedom, complete, total freedom. And remember, there are only two political philosophies. Really, ultimately, one is individual liberty, and the other is absolute tyranny and slavery. So we have to keep pushing. We have to keep pushing down the field towards liberty and freedom. Do not let these bankers control your life. Do not let these. Do not let the fear of these things happening stop you from making the preparations you need to make in order to safeguard your own liberty and your family's freedom.
Folks, we're speaking with Dr. Robin McCutcheon. She is a professor of economics at a fantastic university, Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. her website. Robin, many people after our interview say, well, how can I follow Dr. McCutcheon? I know she has some of her courses up on her website. She mentioned that. Educate our listeners on your website.
Sure. Thank you so much. My website is linksync.com. That's LYNC-SYNC.com, linksync.com. And on the homepage, you'll find links to all of my radio interviews with you and, quite frankly, and Jesse James up in Clarkston and Dr. Sean Brooks. My In the Classroom link will take people to my economics lectures for principles of micro and macro, and my Freedom lectures will take people to my Atlas Shrugged class lectures. And the website is free. You can listen to it as many times as you wish and join our little community there. There are occasionally I will post things up on the front page so people can read them, and other people are invited to post research that they do as well. So it's an easy website to use. It was very well designed. Linksync.com, LYNC-SYNC.com. And Dave, there's something else that people need to know. I need to give them a warning. The Bank of International Settlements on December 5th came out and warned that pension funds, and other non-bank financial firms are now more than $80 trillion of hidden off-balance sheet dollar debt in the form of foreign exchange swaps. They don't know where this money's gone. $80 trillion with a T. So your pension fund, I'm not trying to scare anyone, but your pension fund may have gotten in with some of these foreign exchange swaps, and your money might not actually be there. So maybe you might want to call your pension fund manager and just verify that it's all there. I'm a little bit concerned about this, if I can say it that way. And on December the 8th, BlackRock came out with their 2023 global outlook. Philip Hildebrand wrote that stock markets and corporate earnings expectations have yet to fully reflect even a modest recession, except that now they're warning it's going to be a recession the likes of which nobody has ever seen. And the tools that worked in the past won't work now, so I'm thinking the Federal Reserve's playing around with interest rates on their federal funds rate, that's not going to help either. We're in deep trouble monetarily, and it's because our government has continued to spend money that we don't have, to borrow and borrow and borrow. And all of this will go towards it will go towards inflation rates that surpass 40 and 50%. And we're close to that now. So like I said, your audience needs to get ready. They need to be preparing, stacking gold, stacking silver. Make sure that you have foodstuffs, toilet paper, and hang on for the ride. And then do not go along with your bank. Do not go along with your bank if they're offering you any free debit cards, you know, because this is new. Don't do it. Use cash.
Well, in fact, Robin, you mentioned that the single most effective insurance policy are precious metals. And historically, if we go back several thousand years, when economies not just falter, but when economies melt, what tends to hold its value and actually enhance value as an insurance policy, if you will, are precious metals. And that's tried and true over thousands of years.
Yeah.
And now, as you mentioned, when you have the Bank of International Settlements, let's face it, a globalist cult institution. When you have BlackRock, a globalist cult institution, the IMF has put out several warnings lately. Again, a globalist cult organization. When they put out these warnings, and you've pointed to this before in our previous interviews, but when they point, when they start raising the red flag, they're doing it because they know something's imminent. And they want people to say, oh, not that they were responsible for these problems, which they are, but they want people to go, oh, and wait a minute, we think you're responsible. Hey, don't look at us. We gave you the heads up. Remember, we issued that warning about the $80 trillion in pension funds. Or BlackRock, remember, we're the ones who said this was going to be a recession like no other. And at IMF, we told you there was financial instability. That's why they're not doing this because they're being benevolent and trying to get people in front of the curve, Robin. What they're doing is they're trying to protect their own backside for when this completely melts down.
Well, and not only that, not only are they trying to protect their own necks from stretching, but they are going to pull a fast one. This is all part of the problem reaction solution, the Hegelian dialectic. They create a problem, they see what the reaction is, and then they present the solution that they themselves, the bankers, want to have out there so that they take the power, the reins of power, and grip that control even tighter. So the bankers are the ones at fault for this.
Yep.
The bankers are the ones that created the fiat currency and forced us to use it. The bankers are the ones that manipulate the interest rates that give us the boom and the depression times. It's the bankers. This is a good thing. Like I said, all of these Western central bankers are going to go belly up because Russia and China and the rest of the BRICS countries are walking away, and they're taking their exchange with them, and they're creating their own gold-backed, silver-backed, oil-backed currencies, and they're basically flipping the Western central bankers the middle finger because they don't want to be slaves either. And so we would be wise to note what these countries are doing. They're backing their currencies with precious metals, and we should prepare as well so that when the solution part of the problem-reaction solution is dangled in front of our nose like a great big carrot, we turn our nose up at it and we walk the other way and say, no, we're not going to go along with you this time. It was you bankers, you Rockefellers, and you Rothschilds who put this on us, and we're not going to have it anymore. We're not going to be slaves anymore. We're going to use our own gold-backed currencies so that we can be free.
And in fact, being a bit proactive, Robin, every one of our listeners should call their elected representatives, state level, local level, national level, and say, look, these banksters are going to push these central bank digital currencies. We're onto it? No way. Under no circumstances are you to back any kind of central bank digital currency. And if you do, we're going to find somebody to run against you in the primary so that you can't sit in your big fat leather chair.
Exactly. If the more proactive we are at pushing back first, then the bankers will really, some of them are going to run like heck to get out of town. But I think most people are tired of this baloney that's going on. And the more pushback they do now to their representatives, to their local, state, and federal representatives, and just say, no, we need to go to a gold-backed system, a silver-backed money, then we can cut these bankers off at the knees. And, you know, maybe there's a nice place in a jail somewhere they could go sit and cool their heels for a couple hundred years.
Well, there's a cell open from where Biden released the Merchant of Death, right? So we know at least one cell that could accommodate Jamie Dimon, and you named the bankster, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Robin, again, in our last minute, educate our listeners in how they can follow you on a daily basis.
Please go to my website, linksync.com. That's LYNC-SYNC.com. Or if you search on Marshall's website, you can find me and email me. I'm happy to return email to all of your listeners.
Robin, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. Dr. Robin McCutcheon. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor. We're here live for you every Sunday from 2 to 5 Eastern, 24/7 at DaveJanda.com.